Welcome to Evolve, Reinventing Leadership, Building Freedom Cultures, with thought leader and award-winning author, Yvette Bethel. This podcast provides you with insights and ideas you can use to reinvent your culture through trust and the principles of interconnectivity, flow, and balance. At a time when the world is rewriting the rules of work, traditional leadership practices are not enough. It's time to perceive persistent challenges through a new lens. It's time to evolve.
Welcome once again to Evolve. I'm Yvette Bethel, and in this episode, we will explore people strategies for service success. As I was sitting in a restaurant enjoying my meal, I noticed there was a change in shifts. As a result of the shift change, a new waitress approached the table and started clearing the used dishes and utensils without saying a word, making no eye contact with me or any of my guests. She didn't even ask if we were finished. She seemed deeply preoccupied. Before the new waitress approached the table, we were enjoying the experience. Not only was the food delicious, conversation was interesting, and the table service was above average. So, back to the new waitress. There could have been many things going on with her at the time, but as a client, it appeared that serving restaurant patrons was a necessary evil. And this negatively affected a previously delightful experience. The impact of the waitress's mood was memorable, and it was a while before I went back to that particular restaurant. Business owners and executives know quality customer and client care can help differentiate their brand products and services, so they often lament the poor customer service attitudes displayed by frontline employees. Their first thought is that they need to find a good customer service trainer to provide employees with training designed to improve customer satisfaction levels. So in comes the trainer. And the sessions earn raving reviews when the seminar is over. And based on the high engagement levels during the class and the positive training evaluations, decision makers are of the opinion that the training day was a success. They are optimistic about their plans for differentiation. And then the following week, they observe the short-term improvement in morale, but the same old behaviors resurfaced. I once read an email by a consultant who was part of an HR forum, and her statement eloquently summed up this phenomenon. The consultant said, "We spray and pray with our myriad of training initiatives, providing individuals with techniques, leaving their serving spirit underdeveloped. With their awareness untouched, participants return to the workplace with great intentions that easily evaporate with uncaring, uninformed, busy, and toxic supervision." How, therefore, do we get past these knee-jerk, reactive, piecemeal customer service training initiatives? I've always maintained training in isolation will not work unless you have an engaged team, embedded accountability, empowering leaders, and an organizational culture that won't chew up and spit out all the attempts to make meaningful change. When entitlement seeps into the customer service experience, it adds yet another complication that needs to be addressed. For example, there are restaurants that I patronize where no matter the quality of service, customers are obliged to pay a tip. In fact, the tip is included in the invoice automatically. What owners don't always realize is that this practice creates a culture where the tip becomes an entitlement and not a motivator of quality customer care, unless the client is a very big tipper. When we come back, we will explore several tips for developing effective people strategies for service success.
Organizational Soul is a mission-driven organization and network where we specialize in trust in academia, families, and organizations. We are building a community of leaders who are interested in trust and culture. If you are interested in our updates, you can sign up for our newsletter at orgsoul.com. As a thank you for joining our community, you can access our free resources that are designed to help you build your brand as a trusted leader as you contribute to safe space. Sign up now at orgsoul.com.
This is Yvette Bethel, and welcome back to Evolve. Here are a few suggestions to help you bring about long-term healthy changes in customer and client care. The first one is create a service strategy. We always hear about sales strategies, but what about a customer service strategy? This type of strategy should start with defining a vision for customer care. And after you decide what you want customer service to look like or client service, plan how you intend to shift from your current service level to your desired state. This means you need to identify and evaluate your service gaps and conduct cause and effect analyses so you are strategizing based on real data and root causes. Next, customer service standards. As part of your service strategy exercise, create or upgrade your service standards. Everyone should know and have access to the standards for customer service. Additionally, all non-client-facing employees should understand that internal customers are just as important as external ones. Performance management. With this, you can identify key customer service competencies you'd like your employees to embody. So customer service training can be specifically targeted at skill gaps. The competencies can be integrated into performance appraisals so they can be used as drivers that will help your organization to bring about sustainable change. Compensation and reward. Review your compensation and reward systems to determine if they will support or hinder the changes you would like to observe. Whether employees are in an environment that makes gratuity part of the bill or not, employees tend to welcome tips or commission. When it comes to tipping, there's a tipping hierarchy. The big tippers usually get the best service, and they're protected by their favored service givers. Some organizations attempt to combat this dynamic by not allowing tips at all, but this is difficult to monitor. Next, customer satisfaction metrics. Decide how you will measure customer and client satisfaction. Many organizations conduct satisfaction surveys and hold managers and supervisors responsible for their results by having them create and implement action plans to address their gaps. The process introduces an accountability factor that can lead to quality service or care. And finally, learning and development. Service training should come after a service strategy is created and adequate service systems and structures implemented. In this way, the learning and development can target actual deficiencies identified by surveys and internal observation within the parameters of the structure and system. Targeted learning and development practices combined with a well-defined service strategy can ensure accountability to the new behaviors and can help to bring about meaningful results. So, as you can see, improving service levels involves more than just attending a seminar. Decision makers ought to consider if they can achieve return on investment if the culture, structures, and systems do not set the stage for organized efforts, engaged employees, and enhanced customer service. Decisions should focus on building effective systems and structures before they can start quality service training. In other words, training should not be the only element of a service initiative. This has been Yvette Bethel, and you can learn more about and contact me at www.orgsoul.com, or you can find me at LinkedIn. And for cutting-edge courses and certifications in the areas of building trust-based cultures, leading organizations as ecosystems, and more thought leadership, you can check out our courses at the IFB Academy. You'll find the link below. So with that, I thank you for joining me for this episode, and I invite you to join me next time at Evolve, Reinventing Leadership, Building Freedom Cultures.
Thank you for listening to Evolve, Reinventing Leadership, Building Freedom Cultures. Learn more about our proprietary trust, leadership, and culture courses and certifications at the IFB Academy. You can check them out at organizationalsoul.learnworlds.com.